This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And we have located the plastic man. He is in Luling, Louisiana, the area that raises the most money at CCA banquets. I learned that this week. And Captain Ryan is right there in the middle of it. Ryan, I got a question. Somebody wanted to know, they went fishing in the Bay Adams area and Port Sulphur, and they had a lot of dirty water. They were wondering if the dirty water was the wind-driven water or the river water being high affecting it too.
Well, you got two things right now. I fished over there day before yesterday, and I did find clean water. But when you got a southeast wind, it's blowing all the river water from Southwest Pass, Tiger Pass, Red Pass, and the incoming tide all blowing in there. So that's why it was dirty. You know, it's 13.9 today, and next it'll come up 2.5 feet this week and then crest next Sunday and start falling. So you know, it's just something to deal with. I mean, it's going to be blowing and raining all week anyhow.
Yeah, true.
And the ironic thing about it is you have tons of water going through the diversions on the east side, and because there's a south and southeast wind, you can fish over there, because anytime you get a wind blowing from the same way like this, it makes the waters go in lines, and then on the other side, those points is great water, and it's so easy. I mean, that's where we're catching all our fish right now. I fished the west the day before yesterday, me and Terry, and everybody else went east and did really well. So, yeah, we're still catching them. You know, in fact, the south wind is better on that side anyhow.
Yeah, I saw Cody had a nice box of big trout. Was he fishing the east or west side?
East side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're nice trout. I mean,
yes, they are.
A bunch of nice. But I didn't get the limit out because it just was it started blowing too hard and messed up my water. But yeah, we had some really nice ones too. I mean, the trout are just nice right now; they really are. You know, all the way to the island. So it's gonna be a heck of a summer. You know, next month we'll start fishing, you know, further away from the bank, and it ought to be good. But in Venice too, they're just crushing the nice trout right now down there.
Yeah,
and all the way to Southwest Pass. I mean, just wherever the wind blows, you find good water, and you know you'll be able to fish. It congregates the fish a little better, actually.
Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be some really big hammers turned in at that faux pas if it continues the way it's been going. You know, when that listener brought up Bay Adams, does Bay Adams even exist anymore from all the erosion down there? It used to be a pretty confined body of water down there.
Oh no, there's nothing confined from Venice right. All the way to, I guess, almost Port Sulphur now. There's, you know, all the way to Bay Baptiste before you get a real bay again. You know, everything else is gone. In fact, they took the names off of 31 places.
I don't know that. That was sad. I mean, that was sad, removing names.
Yeah, it's only getting worse. It's going that way, too. It's heading towards Grand Isle and all through towards Bell Chase and all. That's all deteriorating really bad. So, and now they stopped the diversion. So, it's better move.
Well, they're supposed to have some better plan, you know, one that's more efficient and doesn't harm the marine life. And I'm yet to see it, but right. I hope they're right. Know what they're doing.
I don't think they're going to do anything, actually. I think they're just going to do away with it after we spent $550 million on it already. I think they'll kill it. Ouch. I don't know what they're going to do, but I got Davis Pond open right now. It's helping to get that saltwater design in the Bay Gosh and all our areas, so we might have ducks and some protection again on this end. But you take and kill a project like that, it's just field politics, unfortunately.
Yeah. So what's on the Easter plans for the Lambert household?
Well, I think we'll go to Lafayette tomorrow and go to my sister's house. And I don't know if we have crawfish or what we're going to have. But I was invited to two or three crawfish boils yesterday. I didn't go because I know I'm going to have them tomorrow. And I started off yesterday morning with tuna fish and shrimp salad and then fried shrimp for lunch and then crawfish, crab, and shrimp crepes for dinner. So I'm seafooded out.
Hey, I got to catch some pompano last weekend. You do any pompano fishing?
That. No, but when we'll catch them, we'll go to the rigs in the wintertime and do well with little bitty jigs.
Yeah.
But I don't get to do it too often. Did you catch them along the beach?
Yeah, we caught them off a pier.
Yeah, they'll get like that off of Breton. Where you're fishing the ghost shrimp or something?
It's called a wacky jig. It's a regular jig, but then it has a little hair jig, a separate one that slides up and down the line. It's actually two baits, and they hit the one that slides. They think it's one of those sand fleas. Or you can put a sand flea on it, or you can just fish the sand fleas. A lot of people just do that.
Do they catch many of them? Do you see other people catch them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they catch plenty. In fact, there's a couple of commercial guys that fish off the bridge, you know, and they catch enough to sell them. They got a special license that allows them to keep more. But, yeah, and right now is pretty much what they consider prime time for them over there. But it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of chaos and there's a lot of rules and regulations for fishing. You can only fish with one rod at a time. You can bring more,
you can only fish one.
Yeah, you know, people tell me that, but it just doesn't seem like there's much consistency. And the people who do catch pompano at Breton consistently, they don't tell you nothing, man. They don't want to talk.
Oh, no. Nobody's going to say nothing, but the commercial guys go out there and net them.
Yeah.
You know, in the summertime. So sometimes they can make a big haul, but you say you can see them jumping in your wake in the back. So that's how you know that they're there.
Yeah, it's a valuable fish for sure. Well, Ryan, somebody wants to get you when you get back after Easter. Always best way is you can get you on the website at CajunFishingAdventures.com. But the phone number, you always grab that phone.
Always, 504-559-5111. And, it's booking up pretty good. We're going to have a good year.
Sounds good. Thank you for the report. Enjoy your crawfish boil or whatever you guys do, and we'll see you next week.
It's Tori's birthday today, so we wish her a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Tori.
We'll see you soon. Have a happy Easter.
All righty.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.